This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our Wednesday discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, good morning. We're seeing a little bit of weakness here in the overnight market. Nothing dramatic, but definitely seeing a little bit of maybe a light profit taken after yesterday's very strong technical day, Mark. And I would definitely say it's one of the more bullish technical days I've seen in a long time. The corn, the beans, the wheat. Front month March contracts all took out the previous day's lows. The beans and the corn actually made new lows for the move, then reversed mid-session and closed higher and took out and closed above the previous day's highs on all three of those commodities. So hopefully that is that kind of that psychological technical turning point that so many of us are looking for to at least start to at least what I would call at least a kind of a technical dead cat bounce.
So Jim, with all of those commodities moving in unison, is that kind of a rising tide lifting all boats? Is it a case of one commodity takes off and the rest go with it? Or was it just, like you said, a technical day for all of the commodities pretty much across the board?
I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If the corn market's rallying, the wheat tends to go, and then Jason as they're both feeds. But I think also it's a little bit a situation. We've seen a lot of pressure, especially in the corn and beans here the last couple of days, I believe, as farmers, unfortunately, are being forced out of cash positions. They were looking for the winter rally. We didn't get it. Instead, the market went down. And the fact of the matter is the farmer, especially in the corn, but even the beans, they're quite unsold. They're carrying a lot of grain compared to historical norms. You're flipping the calendar here to February here tomorrow. You get into that situation, you've got cash rent due. A lot of guys are meeting taxes, you know, taxes are due, and it forced, I think, some people to kind of throw in the towel. So it kind of felt like maybe you might have had a little bit of emotional kind of throw in the towel bottoming early yesterday, and now you're just going to get that technical move.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowaCCA.org.
March corn down 3.75 at 444 even. March soybeans down 9 even at 1209.75. On the Merck, February live cattle down 22 cents at 177.80. March feeder cattle down 65 cents at 240.67. February lean hogs up 2 cents at 75.87. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.